Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Emilio Despirito, and this is the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. We're here with you each and every week. We're talking about my favorite subject and probably yours too, and that's real estate. And there's no other thing to leverage and just crush the American dream in a good way as real estate. So I'm going to introduce our guest today, and that's Justin Conrad. He's with North Point Bank. Now, Justin is one of the top loan originators, loan officers at North Point, and he's got the ability to lend in all 50 states. His bank has a variety of fantastic products, right? Everything from your traditional products to more products for your business owners who might have a little bit of a hard time going a traditional route. They've got some great stuff for that too. So I urge you to write Justin's contact info down, 401-242-4390. You can talk with him about anything financial on the mortgage end. He can help you out. Again, 401-242-4390. Justin, without further ado, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Emilio. Beautiful Tuesday out there. Thanks for having me.
It is. So sometimes we're live and sometimes we're pre-recorded. Today we're pre-recording. It's Tuesday. I'm at my house over here, the landscapers with pristine lawn care are doing an amazing job. I'm glad you can't hear that on the microphone. But yeah, it's all good. Life is good, man. The sun is out, which is great. And amen. You know, we wanted to have you on today to talk about the importance of working with a team behind you. And, you know, kind of the experience that we can provide together, North Point Bank and Engel and Volkers, for people who are selling and buying or just buyers, people that are just buying. So, Justin, glad to have you on talking about the subject.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, buying a house is a super exciting time. It can be a very stressful time as well. So having a good team around you, a team that knows each other, a team that's worked together, that trusts each other, is super important. You know, I equate somebody that has not. So you have a lender and a realtor that has not worked together previously. It's almost like a first date for them, right? They're kind of feeling each other out, getting to know each other, establishing trust. That's stuff that we already have. We've worked together so often at North Point and Engels and Volkers. Your advisors are top notch. I think what's important on both sides is that we have amazing support staff. And that goes a long way to providing a great experience for everybody.
Yeah, that's support is, man, behind the scenes stuff. It's intense what they do, right? On your end, on our end, as the real estate advisors taking clients through the house, getting them, you know, into a situation where they're winning offers, but there's so many steps in the process of buying a home. There's 175 steps that your realtor is going to take. Never mind, you know, I'm not sure the amount of steps that you do on the bank end, but I would imagine it's probably like that or more.
Yeah, so many pieces to the puzzle on both sides. And we know that you guys are executing, communicating, and doing what you need to do. We have that trust. We've established that. And you know the same and have that feeling on our side. So that was a long way in this market.
Oh, yeah, huge. So, I mean, you've heard nightmares before. You've heard nightmare situations before. I have as well, too. I've had situations where, you know, our clients, they wanted to use their, you know, a lender that they brought to the table, which is okay, which you can do 100%. We're obviously okay with that. We don't say, hey, you have to use North Point, but there's been several situations where, you know, they'll reach out to their loan officer or banker or whoever, and it's a weekend and we're going up against a very tough situation, right? Then let's just say they're pre-approved for 450 and all they have is pre-approval letter for 350. They really need that 450 to make that offer 450. They can't get a hold of their banker. Now they're in sheer panic mode and they can't place an offer. I've actually had situations where we've been there and I've told my clients, hey, listen, contact these folks over here at North Point. You guys got on it right away. You got them a pre-approval letter very rapidly because I told them what to prepare, what to give you on the phone, what to send you, and we were able to get it done. And that's the kind of frictionless type of stuff that we need. And by the way, that was 9 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yep. And thanks for bringing that up. And you know, that's key. That availability is super important. You know, that stands out and makes a difference in people's experience. I think you and I have touched on it in the past, just I think just last week even. You know, imagine having a question, a major question. It's your first purchase, and you're trying to reach out to somebody at 6 o'clock on a Friday night, and no one's around. So now you're spending the whole weekend wondering, researching, asking people, getting misinformation that stresses you out potentially even more, having a restless weekend of very little sleep, and then waking up to start your work week not in the best of moods, right? That's why we try to make ourselves available and provide that experience. That's a piece of it. Being available, communicating. And another big piece, you said it earlier, was expectations. Just setting those, setting that standard, setting that bar, letting them know what's going to be coming down the line. That way, everything's nice and smooth. There's no surprises.
That's huge. I mean, that's one of the first things that I learned. Well, not one of the first things, but I've been doing this now for 12 years, almost 13, I think. And
Wow.
wow, time flies, right,
Look
Justin?
good, Emilio. You look good.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't. Sometimes I feel a little beat up today. I'm a little sick. I'm battling through. But the point is that a couple of years into this, right? One of my colleagues was like, and I think I told you this last Friday. One of my colleagues was like, Emilio, look, I hear you on the phone with your clients. You know, you need to do a better job of setting your clients' expectations, right? And I got that real hardcore on the job training, and I was like, oh my gosh. So you just said it, setting your clients' right expectations. This is what happens this time. This is what could happen if we do this, 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 and this. And you really only get that through experience. And the point of all of that is that our teams are extremely experienced, right? You've got your average realtor in Rhode Island does roughly two transactions a year, right? Whereas on my team, the Despirito team, we're doing 160, 170 transactions per year, helping 160 to 170 families per year. It's an entire different thing.
Amazing.
And that's not to be like, oh, hey, we're the best, pat myself on the back. It's just because we've got this thing down, and our clients, when we're working with them, they feel as if they're our only clients. And I know the same sentiment goes over with you guys at North Point.
And that's how we want to make them feel. You know, we could have hundreds of clients, and we have plenty of them, but we want each individual to feel like they're the most important one, that they're recognized, that we're listening to them, right? And that we're always going to be there and available for them to guide them and walk them along. And when you have that going with a group of a lending team, and when you have that going with advisors from Ingalls and Volkers, the synergy is excellent. The experience is second to none. And folks are going to walk away from that, telling other people, excited going into their house. And it's a really a win-win for everyone.
That's right. Absolutely. Experience is such a huge thing. You know, and man, I gotta tell you, so if you're just tuning in, this is the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. We've got Justin Conrad of North Point Bank here with us today. And you know, Justin has been in the business for quite some time. Justin, how long have you been in? You told me the other
27 years.
27 years, man. Like that surprises me every time because I always think like we're the same age. How old are you?
44.
44. Yeah. You were basically in diapers when you started in the industry, man. That's
Yep,
like
17 as a telemarketer. By 19, I was on my own.
that's amazing. So, I mean, you've
Yeah.
seen the ups and downs of the market, and you've worked with probably, you know, thousands of people to buy properties. What do you think? I want to pick your brain for a second, right? What do you think is like the biggest pitfall? I'm going to give you a couple different groups of buyers, and I
Okay.
want to hear what you think the biggest pitfall is for each one, right? There's no right or wrong answer. It's opinion, right?
Okay.
First-time buyers, biggest pitfall. What gets them caught up the most?
I think their biggest pitfall is lack of education. So they just don't know. They're listening to other people. And a secondary one would probably be just down payment, you know, just getting together a down payment. I think those are the two biggest things that challenges that first-time buyers face.
Okay, so let's give those first-time buyers some advice there on let's talk about being more how are they going to get the education, and what should, like, if people are telling them what to do behind the scenes, their mom, their dad, their uncles, their brother, what do we, you know what I mean? What do we tell them? How do you say to somebody, hey, your family really shouldn't be telling this. They don't specialize in this. It's a tough combo. What do you say?
Yep, I pretty much give them that exact, you know, verbiage for the most part. It's you know, mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle may have bought in the past, but every situation and individual is unique. And what they're trying to do and accomplish, their goals, the dynamics of the loan is specific to them. So what goes for mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago, doesn't necessarily go for them now. So it's important that they're listening to the professional that's going to give them accurate information. As far as getting education, you know, there's stuff out there online. Some of it's misinformation that's not applicable to them. So I always say, get with a good, reputable loan officer, someone that is trusted, someone that perhaps friends or family have worked with before, that have had good experiences, that give you good information back. You know, I know that folks have used lenders and had horrible experiences. You know, the lender got them to the table, but it was a process. It was not fun. It was not an experience, I can tell you that. Yeah. They got to the table and they're never going to use them again, right? But there are others that they would use. The experience was good. So get with somebody that's a professional, that has experience, that can kind of guide you and inform you and give you good information, accurate and up-to-date information.
I find with first-time buyers that, you know, they have to fall on their face 2 or 3 times before then coming and taking our advice. And so one of the things that we learned, and I love what you said about how, well, you know, your family and friends are giving you advice that pertains to them, but not to you and at the time in which they purchased. Justin, that was worded perfectly. I'm going to start sharing that because it's so wise, right? And it's so concise. It's perfect. The other thing is that we have their, if they have a uncle that's helping them or a brother or sister or father or whatever, we have them come be a part of the consultation. That way there, they know the market. They know who we are. They know that they can call us. They know it's a transparent experience. They can Google us, see our reviews after, meet us in person, shake our hands and realize we're humans. We're in this community too. And that we're not your, you know what I mean, run of the mill agents, right? We're there to give them the right advice that's going to help them ultimately achieve their goal of home ownership, right? So that's it. So we've got about 30 seconds left. The second group, okay? The second group is going to be business people. Business people, where do they get caught up the most? Biggest pitfall?
People tax returns, income. Yeah. That's probably the biggest thing. You mentioned at the start of the show, we have some great products for that, some portfolio products, non-QM stuff, specifically tailored for the self-employed, some bank statement programs, debt service coverage ratio, along with some others. So, you know, I think income, claiming income, and what they show is their biggest issue or pitfall. And that's stuff that we can work around. Yep. Just be educated on it, talk to the right folks, and you know, North Point's here to guide you along on that too.
That's fantastic. So whether you're a first-time buyer or somebody who owns a business that owns multiple properties, Justin Conrad and his team at North Point Bank can help you out through the whole process. They're going to make sure it's as seamless as possible and you get the best service, the best rates, and best overall closing costs and all that. They're going to take care of you and they're going to provide you the best value. So it's 401-242-4390. Again, 401-242-4390. Justin Conrad with North Point Bank. Justin, great job. Thanks for coming on.
You're the man. Thanks, brother.
Likewise, man. You too. Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Have a great day. Take care.
Absolutely. You too. Awesome segment. This segment was powered by North Point Bank. We'll be right back in a couple of moments. Stay tuned to Despirito Team Real Estate Show. Good morning. Welcome back to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. I'm Emilio Despirito, and you know, this is your show all about real estate. If this is your first time tuning in, we welcome your questions. You can go ahead and text or call me. Anything you need, if you need help buying or selling real estate here in the immediate Connecticut, Rhode Island, or Massachusetts markets, my team and I can assist you with all of that. And today we're going to be talking about our sellers here that have to sell and relocate. Okay, we've got a lot of folks that are moving, a lot of people that are moving out of Rhode Island. You know, they might be, you might be in your 50s, your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. The Silent Generation, shout out to the Silent Generation. And, you know, we help these folks, we help you, sell over here and buy usually in areas that are warmer, right? With lower taxes and just a better overall quality of life for our retired folks. The bad part about that is we lose so many fantastic people, here in Rhode Island that move out, right? But we're also attracting a lot of really great people too. So that's I guess the it's the give and the take, right? And we're going to talk about that today. Okay. So what do you do when you're in a real estate market like this, where there are hardly any homes on the market, and not only here, but pretty much across the country, and you have to sell something and relocate and you have to buy. So basically, right now is a seller's market. Okay. You hear a lot of people talk and give you their 2 cents, and everybody's got 2 cents, but it's worth just that. Usually, not even 2 cents, right? People give me 2 cents about all sorts of stuff, the stock market. They give me 2 cents about, plumbing, about this or that. But you got to look and see who's giving this to you. Is it something that they specialize in, right? And where are they getting this information? Is it from Google? Is it from the news? Is it from any of those sources? Because they're not always correct, right? So here's what you want to do. You want to connect with somebody that is a professional in your marketplace, okay? And I can only talk about us here at Engel & Völkers. I can't talk about experiences at other brokerages because I know what we do and I know how we treat our clients, right? And the most important thing is if you ever have gone to a very nice restaurant, and I'm talking about obviously here in Rhode Island, we have a lot of very nice restaurants, right? But I'm talking about more or less a top-end chain restaurant like the Capital Grille, right? Maybe you've gone, maybe you haven't, but you've likely heard about the experience there, okay? When you go to, let's compare it to Applebee's, okay? When you go to Applebee's, you're going in, the hostess is probably chewing gum, bringing, like saying, okay, you can go over there, pointing to your seat. You walk on in there, you're in a somewhat uncomfortable kind of seat, booth, whatever, right? They come over, they take your order, the service is, it is what it is, right? They go ahead, they throw your steak in a microwave. They come over, they slap it in front of you, and you leave there with a bellyache, okay? I don't know, not just Applebee's, ton of restaurants like that, the chain ones, right? And you leave actually spending more money than you thought you would, right? It's crazy. Now you go to Capital Grille, okay? And shout out to the Capital Grille for doing it right. Yes, I know they're not the cheapest, but hear me out. Hear this whole thing. You walk in. You're greeted, right? Hey, Mr. Desperado, thanks for coming in. We're going to go ahead and take you to your seat now. They go ahead and they take me and my beautiful girlfriend to our seat, to our table, okay? Beautiful window seat, right? Overlooking downtown. And they go ahead and pull out our chairs. They throw a linen over our lap. They come out right away with water, bread, ask for our drinks, which are served in a jiffy, okay? They ask us for our appetizers. They come do the a la carte menu. They bring everything out. The waiter or waitress comes out, make sure that everything is cooked to perfection. They really handle you where you want for nothing while you are there. You are focused on enjoying the company in front of you, on the side of you, wherever they like to sit, right? You're able to sit there with your loved one and actually have an experience. There's no stress. There's nothing like that. The ambiance is great. The lighting is perfect, lightly dim. It's beautiful, right? Things are great. Okay. So you leave there feeling fulfilled. You don't leave there with a bellyache. Okay. And I put it that way because if you go to our Providence Capital Grille, or you go to the one in Boston or one in any other location, you are highly likely to get that same high level of service and the same high quality food. If you go to Applebee's, you're likely to get that same low quality service and that same low quality food. So why is this important? Why is this relevant to you, our sellers here in Rhode Island who have to buy and sell? Because at this stage in your life, you've already hired the hack contractors. You've already hired the people that end up costing you time, frustration, money. You have to chase them down. Sometimes you have to chase them down even to pay them. Okay? You don't need that stress. You need a seamless process. You need to make as much money as you can. That's the biggest, right? You need to make sure that this is as stress-free as possible. And you need to make sure that if you're selling here in Rhode Island, Mass, or Connecticut, and you're buying, say, in Florida, Arizona, Dallas, South Carolina, North Carolina, that you get that same preferential treatment on the other end, that you get an advisor that's actually going to not only send you the stuff that's on the market, but dig down, have the relationships with the builders. They know what communities are coming up, or they know what listings are not on the market, but are actually for sale. Imagine that. So there is a whole silent inventory. I just coined that term. I love that. I'm going to use that silent inventory out there. What is a silent inventory? Well, these are called off-market listings. Other people might call them off-market. And these are sellers that might be in the same boat as you. Or these are sellers that don't want a million people tramping through their home. They just want to sell to high-qualified buyers who are willing to pay a fair market value for their home. We've got access to this all over the world. It's not only here in America, but all over the world through Engel and Volkers, our brokerage. So the point being is don't hack your experience. You've worked hard. You need to keep as much money in your pocket, but you also need to make sure you are not in a stressful situation. You're going to need movers. You're going to need a guide, an advisor behind you, a whole team behind you. And this is what we can provide. I want you to write down my phone number. I want you to give me a call. Or text me, whatever you like. I will get back to you. It's 401-359-2338. The process is easy. Again, it's 401-359-2338. You take the first step. You go ahead and call or text me. The next thing is I go ahead and meet you at your property, or if you're not there and I can get access, I walk through the property for you. I put together a fair market value analysis. And then we walk you through the process of what it's going to take to sell your home. Here's what you can do to maximize your return. Some simple things. You need to paint. Okay, I got painters. We pretty much GC the entire transaction, the entire experience. It's like going to the Capitol Grill when you're working with an Engel and Volkers advisor. You want for nothing. We handle everything. It is a total turnkey type of situation, and we guide you through every step that we need you to take. So if that sounds like something you need, or something you know somebody needs, that type of level of service, that's what we're all about here. And again, the phone number 401-359-2338. The real estate market, we always get asked, how is the real estate market here in Rhode Island? People are always asking, Emilio, how is the market? The market is red hot right now for sellers. Okay. We've currently got about just under 700 single family homes on the market. That's slightly up, and it's going to continue to go up in number as we get further into spring and more people list. Okay. There's about 670 as of today active on the market, and we have about 955 pending. So there's 30. About what, 30% more pending than active, right? So you can see how the inventory gets exhausted. Over the past 6 months, we've had 3,104 single family homes sell in the state, which is intense, right? That's a lot of turnover. And stuff is moving, stuff is selling. When it's listed, it's on the market for 22 days median time. That's a three bed, two bath, 1,400 square foot home. And it's listed at 429.9 and sold at 435. So they're selling just over 100% of list price. And I think that trend is going to continue. You got more buyers going out there, and people say, well, the interest rates, they just ticked back up a little bit to 7. Yeah, but it's not stopping the buyers. There's so few homes available, and there's so many buyers that are already out there where it's not an issue. You're going to sell your property. But one of the things I want to tell you too is that it's not a fire sale. When you put your home on the market, it's not about, oh, selling it in 2 days, 4 days. It's about getting you the right offer with the right terms. Okay. And you may also own a condominium, or you may also own a multifamily. that you live in. Condos, there's very few right now on the market. There's only 171 active, and multifamilies, there's only 151 active. So keep in mind, that's across all 39 municipalities. We are far negative in the inventory area than what we should be. So you're sitting really good right now. And again, tap into that off-market property search through our network here at Engel and Völkers. You can go ahead and give me a call, 401-359-2338. I can go ahead and walk you through that process. And maybe it's not the right time for you now. That's okay. We're here to guide you. We've been working with some clients 5 months, 6 months, 2 years, 4 years. It's what we do. We're here for you throughout the life of your journey. Stay tuned. We got a great rest of the show here for you today on the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Thanks so much for tuning in. Be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Emilio Despirito, and you're tuned in to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show here on News Radio 920 104.7 FM. Hey, I got to tell you, one of the most important parts of buying and selling a home is home inspections. And that's why we felt it necessary to have Mike Auger with Patriot Home Inspections on the show to give you vital information. So Mike is the best in the business, in my opinion, and my clients rave about him. So we've invited Mike on the show today to give us some tips about the inspection process.
Hello, everybody. It's Mike from Patriot Property Inspections here. And today we're going to talk about how you can use home inspections to prep your sellers and how you can prep your sellers for the home inspection. Kind of a dual topic here. If you're out there selling your houses and working with a seller, and in today's market, there are some things that you need to prepare them for to make the home inspection process easier and make the home inspection process more beneficial to your seller. So first, let's talk about actually listing the house. This is where you, the real estate agent or real estate advisor, you get the listing and you're helping that seller decide how much to sell the house for. Now, I get it. House prices are up. Yep, interest rates are up. But buyers aren't scared away, so you can still price the house high. They're not going to be afraid to buy the house because there's no more shock value to those things going up. They're sort of kind of leveling off in the last couple of years. However, the fact that those prices are up and interest rates are up does mean that buyers' buying power and their finances are a bit relatively diminished, you know, at least more than it previously was 4 or 5 years ago. So they are going to be more discerning about the houses that they buy and the condition that those houses are in. The days of uber desperation and buyers waiving home inspections and putting clauses in there to make up the space between the listing price, the purchase price, and the appraisal price and everything, those days are gone. So the days of you just settling for a garbage house at top dollar are just not there anymore if you're buying property. They're going to ask the seller for concessions after their inspection. So I get it. Sellers are being advised by their realtors that houses have a low inventory out there, so the price is high. That is true, but you just got to be prepared that every house is not a gem, and sellers really need to price the house accordingly. Yes, you're going to take into account the location and the size of the house and the square footage and the number of bedrooms and amenities and all that stuff. But recently, condition has ticked up a little bit on that list of how important the condition is, dictating how much that house is really going to fetch on the open market. So the house needs to be priced accordingly. Perfect example of concessions that are going to happen during a home inspection. Last week, we did an inspection for a buyer. We went through and looked at the house, explained everything that was wrong with them. And, you know, the house had some structure issues with the chimney. It had some wood rot on the exterior. Nothing earth-shattering, but there was a bunch of carpentry needed. The boiler was working, but it was old, among other things. So the deferred maintenance on the house and some of the items that needed immediate attention, like the chimney, caused the buyer to go back to the seller and say, hey, all right, we still want to buy the house, but now we'd like $30,000 off the price. Well, the seller didn't even renegotiate, and the buyer ended up walking. The deal fell through. This is something that sellers, if you're pricing your house at top dollar, are going to have to expect if you don't know the condition of your house. Buyers are not just going to buy everything. And this is just one example of many that we've had recently. So as the listing agent, you really need to prepare your sellers to honestly look at the condition of the house. It's hard for them to make that emotional connection go away and just switch back to a logical connection. Everybody thinks their house is awesome. Everybody's like, no, I've done this to the house. I've done that to the house. I did all this and that, and everything is great. Okay, fine. And I'm not trying to be rude to you guys who do a lot of DIY work, but realistically, when a new buyer comes in and they bring in their home inspector and they see a lot of Mickey Mouse type repairs or stuff that's good enough but not really correct, it makes buyers a little bit nervous. So if you don't want your seller to have an unpleasant inspection process when the buyer comes through and gives them all the news about the house, which is usually surprising to a seller, the best way you can do this to honestly gather data about the house, get an accurate disclosure, is to have a pre-list inspection done. I know I've talked about this before, but in this market where buyers are becoming more discerning, but sellers, on the other hand, still want to get the best tippity-top dollar they can for their house in this market that is still a strong seller's market, the best thing you can do is bring in a home inspector. Don't worry about what they find. Have us check out the house, and then you can get an honest assessment of the home. If there's things wrong with it and you have the means to fix it and you're selling a house that are going to affect the purchase price, now's your chance to fix them. If there are things that you don't have the finances or you just don't have the inclination to fix, now's the time to have that pre-list inspection and disclose them and take them off the negotiating table for the buyer. Because at that point, if you gave them the inspection report, the buyer, I mean, that's part of your disclosure, and they're not going to try to renegotiate. One thing that a lot of sellers don't understand, all right, we have the buyers come through and they do a home inspection and they find some things wrong with the house. Let's take chimney flashing, for example. We find it leaking all the time because it's lead and it leaks. It's one of those things. So on average, to do flashing on a chimney to stop that roof from leaking around the chimney costs around $1,000 if you call around and get prices from roofers. However, buyers don't ask for $1,000. Buyers ask for $2,000 or $3,000. A little plumbing repair that might cost you $200 or $300. Buyers are not going to ask the seller for $200 or $300. They're going to ask the seller for $600 or $900. On average, I did read somewhere that buyers, when they're negotiating with a seller and they're negotiating dollars after the inspection, they're leaving themselves a cushion because they don't want to get jammed up. They're going to ask for two to three times what they think that repair actually costs. Now, the sellers can negotiate that and be like, all right, well, we'll just take the hit. We'll pay you three times what flashing costs, and we'll pay you three times what that little leak over by the boiler costs, and we'll just wash our hands of it and move on. Or they could have done a pre-listing inspection and maybe fixed those things for the real cost that they actually cost to repair and, you know, not be held hostage by not wanting to put the house back on the market. Or they could have just disclosed some of those things and taken the buyer's leverage to negotiate them away. Never have I ever done a pre-list inspection that has not paid for itself multiple times over by accurate disclosure or performing repairs that were coming due. So now that we've got that out of the way and how you can either should use a home inspection to help your seller prep the house or prepare your sellers that home inspections are going to happen, let's talk about the inspection. On inspection day, let your seller know when home inspections happen, what actually happens. The buyer's going to come through the house. They're going to bring in an inspector or a team of inspectors to check out everything in the house. This could be everything from the structure, the mechanicals, pest inspection, mold, radon, septic, well, water quality testing. And you could have two, three, four, five different people there checking out the house. They're going to want to climb in every single nook and cranny of the house. Be aware that that's a thing that's going to happen. And just, you know, tell them, hey, if there's stuff that you got to put away or move out of the house, if you've got pets that maybe aren't super friendly, or you got a bunch of stuff piled in front of the electrical panel or the attic access, get that stuff cleared out and ready to go so the inspection team can do their job and then, you know, get out of the house. Now, negotiating after the inspection. So the buyer's going to do their inspection because they're not waiving them anymore. We already talked about that. Tell the seller they're going to probably have to negotiate. Stuff comes up. There are no perfect houses. Brand new construction houses that are $1 million. There are no perfect houses. Things come up. That's my job as an inspector to find everything wrong with the house. I'm good at it. A lot of other guys are too. They're going to find stuff wrong with the house. Tell the seller, when surprises come up, if you chose not to do a pre-list inspection and invest that money ahead of time, it may cost you on the other end. The buyer is going to ask you for that financial concession, which, again, might be about three times what the repair would have cost you at the beginning. Or the buyer might ask you, to perform repairs. All right, we don't want money, but we want you to fix A, B, C, D. Oh, yeah, and we want receipts from licensed contractors that you did it right. These are real things that happens. Another thing that's a real thing that happens, there are buyers out there right now who've been looking for a house for 2 years. They're very discerning. As interest rates jumped a little bit last year, they're willing to continue to wait. So they're willing to walk away. The sellers don't have 100% control over the situation anymore. So just prep them that if you don't negotiate reasonably with a buyer, they're probably just going to walk away and go look at another house, and you're going to have to put the house back on the market. But make no mistake about it, if defects come up, buyers are going to have to ask for concessions. Now, doing that pre-list inspection, giving you the chance to fix items or make accurate disclosures is super smart. It's the best expenditure of money that you can make as a seller. It's better than painting. It's better than doing all those little things for curb appeal. It's better than probably staging. No offense to all those guys that do those things, but the accurate condition of the house is the best thing to get nailed down before you get to your buyer coming through the home. In any case, just remember, even though the market is still a strong seller's market, it is not so strong that buyers are unwilling to ask you for concessions or even make offers on the house less than asking. I know it sounds crazy to say that because I haven't seen those in a few years, but those type of offers will come back as the good properties sell and the marginal properties tend to sit. So expect buyers to make offers below asking and then even still maybe ask the sellers for concessions. This is Mike with Patriot Property Inspections. I hope that gives you a little insight from the seller's point of view as to what to expect during the home inspection. Hopefully, it gives you a great idea that using us to do a pre-list inspection and get that knowledge to the seller first is a smart idea and certainly a worthwhile investment. If you have any other questions about what we do, please reach us online at homeinspectorri.com. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
All right. On the line with us, we've got Jennifer Jaber of RIblogger.com. Now, RIblogger is the best place in Rhode Island to go to find out exactly what's happening, especially on weeks that just passed, school vacation weeks or summertime, spring, whatever it is. You want to take a date out, you want to take the kids out, you want to find out what's going on out there, go support our local businesses and see our wonderful, beautiful state and everything to do at RIblogger.com. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's always fun having you on here. And I know every week you get to share our top five events, your top five events here in Rhode Island. What's on deck?
Well, I'm excited about this one. April 26th to 28th, Ringling, the greatest show on earth, comes to the Amica Pavilion. The reimagined show invites children of all ages to a spectacle of superhuman feats pushing the limits of possibilities. You can get up and close in a 360-degree environment, so really there's no bad seats per se. And you can witness these never-seen acts of high wire, trapeze, and much more, so definitely great for all ages.
Nice.
Don't forget about the moms, because Mother's Day is around the corner. So Saturday, April 27th is the Mother's Day weekend stroll from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be over 50 unique artists, and all the stores at Hope Artist Village will be open. It's free admission and free parking, and you're bound to find the perfect gift for the mother on your list or mother figure on your list. And again, everything around there is open too, so a great local shopping experience. Saturday, April 27th is the Oxen Weekend at Cogshell Farm Museum from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come experience what life was like in the 18th century on a farm, complete with visiting pair of oxen, Ned and Buster. They will demonstrate tasks the oxen and teamsters would have tended to. And you could also meet the sheep, the pigs, the chickens, and you can play simple games and explore the nature trail. So just a great way to get outside in Rhode Island and see some unique history.
Love it. Love the history. We got so much of it here.
April 23rd to the 28th, Company, winner of 5 Tony Awards and best revival of a musical, will be at the PPAC. It's an exciting and hilarious musical. It's Bobby's 35th birthday party, and all her friends keep asking her why she's not married. So as Bobby searches for answers, she discovers why being single, being married, and being alive in the 21st century could drive a person crazy. So it's definitely relatable, fun show.
Yeah.
And last but not least, every Sunday, but this particular Sunday, Sunday the 28th is Sunday Fun Day with Steve Smith and the Nakeds, one of Rhode Island's most well-known bands, at the Ocean Mist from 4 to 7 p.m. So you can head down for an afternoon of great music, drinks, and food, and obviously you're right on the ocean. And again, they do Sunday Fun Day every Sunday, so as the weather warms up, it's a great opportunity just to be right out there on the beach.
Awesome. Good stuff. And you can check it all out at riblogger.com. Don't forget to add your events as well, all for free, riblogger.com. Jennifer, thanks so much and have a great weekend. And happy birthday to your daughter, Fern.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Awesome. Great show today. Thank you so much, Jennifer Jaber with riblogger.com, Justin Conrad with North Point Bank, Mike Auger with Patriot Home Inspections, and Ethan, our station producer over at WHJJ. Thank you so much. And to you, our listeners, each and every week making this show number one in the marketplace for real estate conversation. I'm always here if you need anything. 401-359-2338. Jot that down. You need help selling your house, buying, just need services, maybe an electrician, whatever it is, text or call me. 401-359-2338. Happy to be a resource for you. I'm Emilio Desperado. This is the Desperado Team Real Estate Show. God bless you, and we'll see you back here next week.